Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru. Welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today I want to look at something that's pretty simple, but just so important also. And that's always striving to improve. See, it's so easy to get stuck in our day-to-day of our business, to have the head down, to be putting out fires, to be doing all these other things that we think are important, where in fact, improving our skill set, growing as individuals as well as business leaders is just as important, if not more important, if you continue to want to be able to grow your business. Now, I know it's easy to get caught up with not having much time to doing activities where you just go, I think these are more important than everything else that I'm doing. Well, there's something which, without a doubt, I've seen over the last 12, 24 months that is one of the most important things you can do. And that's to continue improving your skill sets around the various things that are important to your business. So that might be improving your skill set around leadership, around marketing, around sales. It might be improving your own personal development. But whatever those things are, you need to continue to look at how do I get better? And it's why we're continuously going, how do we improve the various plans that we've got? And if I look at the plans that we started with 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they continue to evolve because technology evolves, human behavior evolves, the way we can communicate with people evolves. So therefore, we're always evolving the various plans and making them sharper, making them more useful, making them easier to implement. So just like you improving your skill set in various areas, we're wanting to make sure that we're always improving the various plans and the skill set of the people who are around us. And that comes down to something that's pretty important. And that comes down to engagement. You see, it's very easy to get caught up in our own world and therefore become less and less engaged, which in essence actually makes it harder for ourselves, not easier. Because we end up doing more of the stuff ourselves. We end up having to create more of the stuff ourselves. See, the whole purpose of you building your skill set in whatever area is that it makes life easier for you. It makes business easier for you. One thing which I learned very quickly is that more you can model other people, the more you can just duplicate what other people are doing, the quicker you get to your results. And that's really the most important thing around working with other people is that it helps you get to your results quicker. It means that you don't have to create the systems, the processes, the plans yourself. And if you're working with other people and you still are having to create all of those things yourself, then that needs to be questioned. Why? Because there isn't anything that you can't do. There is so much information out on the internet these days that you could do anything yourself. But the reason for being around other people is it speeds up the process. It means you don't have to create the things yourself. You should just be able to duplicate them and model what's already working. So I want you to sort of reflect here and go, am I best utilizing everything that I am getting right now? And it doesn't matter what aspects of business, I'm just talking in general. Am I utilizing the tools, the resources, the things that I have around me, am I best utilizing them? As I said, I appreciate time gets in the way. We're all limited by time. But this comes back to, are you doing the right activities in your time? Or are you really filling your time with things that aren't the right activities? So in any given day, 70% of your time should be on marketing, sales, money-making activities. Because if you're not spending that amount of time on those activities, eventually you just don't have a business. You can always find other people to be able to do back-end type activities. They're not the activities that you should be doing. But most of the time, people have to spend so much time doing those sorts of activities because they don't have processes, systems in place that speed it up or make it easier. So what I want you to look at is looking at where do I need to fix the kinks in the system? Where do I need to fix the leaky pipe? When you go all the way from how do I bring leads in? How do I convert leads? How do I onboard new people? How do I retain? They're all different areas that are things to look at within each of those areas. But the key is, are you actually using the right tools, resources you have around you, or are you trying to create everything yourself? And if you're trying to create everything yourself, that's where it's going to take you forever to do so. It's really easy to get caught up in our own world, to have our head down and not put our head up for a breath of air. It's really easy to get stuck, to become overwhelmed. And what we need to continue to do is take a moment to sit back and go, where am I at? Where do I want to go? Am I best utilizing everything that I've got around me? And what do I need to change? And sometimes just by sitting back, give yourself a couple of hours and ask those questions, you can save yourself an awful lot of pain and heartache down the track just by having a quick check-in to how things are traveling. Where am I at? Where do I want to go? Am I best utilizing all the tools and resources around me? And then you can make sure you're heading in the right direction, that you're not doing things twice as hard as what you need to be doing. Reflect, are the people around you helping you move forward? Are the people around you good resources for you? These are questions you've got to continue to ask yourself. We've been doing a lot over the last couple of podcasts around making sure that we had the right sorts of partners, making sure that we knew who's in and who's out in terms of who do we want to work with. These sorts of questions and these sorts of reflections once every quarter ensure that you're heading in the right direction, at the right speed, utilizing the right tools and resources. So therefore, you're leveraging yourself and your time rather than doing everything yourself. You can't move doing everything yourself. It's just too much. Okay, so the simple activity at the end of this is to ask yourself some questions. You might be completely flying in the right direction. Brilliant. But if you're not, what sort of tweaks do you need to make that allow you to model, duplicate, and not have to make everything up yourself? Okay. Hopefully it's been a little bit thought-provoking. That's what it's meant to be. Getting you to think, are you on the right track? Are you utilizing everything that you've got around you to the full extent? Or are you using an awful lot of time to have to create things because we're not quite utilizing everything that we should? Remember, the whole idea of being around other people, whether it's us or anyone else, is it should speed up the process for you. but it can only speed up the process if you follow the process. You can get anything these days online. But the only problem with going and getting anything yourself online is you have to work it out and how to do it, compared to being able to follow someone or something that has already been created and already working. But it doesn't work for you unless you make it work. And that's why we need to reflect and make sure that we are actually making things work. So hopefully it's been super helpful. If it's the first time you've been joining us, welcome. Please pop over to referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources, as we've got a great bunch of resources and tools there to be able to help you build your referral teams, use your networks more effectively, and create partnerships to fill your sales funnels. Until next time, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.